And I'm obviously going to have to read in chronological order, having started back that far. I want to read a poem called The Iceberg, which is from some years later. It is not its air, but our own awe that freezes us. Hardest of all to believe that so fearsome a destroyer can be dead with those lights moving in it, with the sea all around it charged with its influence. It seems that only now we realize the depth of the waters, the abyss over which we float among such clouds. And still not understanding the coldness of most elegance, even with so vast and heartless a splendor before us, stare, caught in the magnetism of great silence, thinking, this is the terror that cannot be charted, this is only a little of it. And recall how many mariners watching the sunset have seen these peaks on the horizon and made sail through the darkness for islands that no map had promised, floating blessed in the west. These must dissolve before they can again grow apple trees.